What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We used to have a couple that worked next door to us, Joss and Rob, and they were married to each other. And I thought, man, how in the world can a couple who are married to each other spend the entire day, night with each other, and then still come in and work with each other? I was at one half, I was envious. The other half, I was like, I'll never do that. Well, looky, looky. I have a special guest this morning, and I will tomorrow morning as well, and that is my fabulous girlfriend, Sam. So we're not married officially, but we do live... Okay, don't have to look like that. The next best thing, you are my roommate, my living partner, and now you're here. Welcome to John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
What do you think so far? It's all you and me now, baby. No Tammy.
I know.
She's been meddling for years, and now she's finally gone. We can finally do what we want to do.
Finally.
Throughout this morning, everything is going to be the same, except it's going to be not Tammy, but Sammy, which means it'll be Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It'll be Sammy looking things up and correcting me constantly. It'll be just like we're home.
Exactly.
And also, we're going to give you the chance to actually get to know Sam. Behind the scenes, you don't even know this, Sam. I asked some of our listeners to submit some questions to you, asking you about living and being with me. And you have to answer honestly, because we'll know.
Is there a pass?
You can pass, but only on one question. Ooh. And that means you can't pass any other questions. You know that.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next. John and Tammy. Oh, I'm sorry. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show. That's going to take some getting used to. It's, you know, been a little bit. In the meantime, Sammy is here to take on you and Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Whatever you call it, win, you get $100. Win or lose, we're going to qualify you to go to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. 833-287-1037. Will Sammy be more difficult to beat or easier to beat than Tammy in the College of Hollywood Knowledge? Regardless, call now for it. 833-287-1037. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON. As Tam's on vacation this week, you've got Sam. It's John and Sammy. It's so perfect because it rhymes. Thank God I found a partner whose name rhymes with Tammy.
You're welcome.
I think I know you pretty well, but our listeners don't. As a matter of fact, it's so endearing, and thank you so much. Whenever I'm out with Sam, whether it's at our River concert series or just any kind of appearance, when you come up and you say hi to Sam, you're respectful to Sam, and you thank Sam for keeping me in check. That is all very, very endearing, and I think I speak for both of us when
very
I say how
sweet.
Thankful we are for that, how sweet it is, right?
Yes.
So some listeners have submitted some questions for you.
Okay.
To answer about us, about me. And I guess you have a chance to pass on one, but only one.
Okay.
Are you ready to be honest? 100% honesty is what we need here.
Yeah, let's do
Producer
it.
Producer Jessica, do you think Sam's going to be honest? She's not even taking her eyes off me right now. What do you think?
I'll be,
Yeah.
Knowing Sam for the little time I have, yes.
Okay. Jan in Lakeside wants to know, does John actually let a Padres loss affect his mood?
Yes. he does actually let a Padres loss affect his mood. He'll usually just go to bed right after the loss if it's a night game. If it's a day game, it lingers. But for the most part, it's just kind of a little mood swing of just disappointment.
How was it when the Padres lose to the Dodgers? Because I know, like, when the Padres were in LA and they lost, were swept by the Dodgers, we had Cranky John mm-hmm. on Monday. Did you have Cranky John at home too?
Yeah, I had Cranky John the whole weekend. Gosh, and it's the team that remains nameless.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
We're also not allowed to say their name. Yeah. They are the whatchamacallits or the...
You know who's.
Yeah. The you know.
And let's also remember that John is right here.
Yes, but okay. You asked okay. for honesty.
I know. Well, I didn't. The listeners did.
I mean, I think you would even be honest by saying that you have some mood swings per podcast.
That is something that I find ridiculous, and I would like to change that about myself.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. As we move on, this is going okay so far. Ask Sam. Remember, she can pass on one. Terry in Allied Gardens wants to know, what's the one thing John is never allowed to cook for you again?
Oh, gosh. I don't think there's anything I wouldn't let him cook for. Like, he can cook anything. I like his cooking a lot. So
that's
an honest answer.
That's a great answer.
John's a great chef. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. Should we just wrap
Not
it up now?
Not as good as my brother, but a good chef.
Wow. That was going so well, Sam.
It was, but I mean, honesty, and we know Aaron can do no wrong, so.
All right, let's move on. Paula in Escondido wants to know, as far as being a partner, John really needs to work on blank. This might be one you want to pass on. Maybe there's nothing to answer.
No, I can give an honest answer on this, and you've been working on it. So it took a lot for me to get adjusted to this morning schedule of having to be up early, and when we first started living together, you had about 15 alarms that would go off starting at like 2:45 a.m. until like 4, which was the last one. And then you'd finally get out of bed. But I'd wake up every single time, and you, for some reason, are capable of sleeping through all of it. But I asked you nicely if we could, I don't know, work on getting more sleep and then just having one or two alarms. And you complied, and it's been much better. So
this hasn't gone too badly yet. I think I'll skip this last question.
What just is it? I want to know. What's the question?
Well, Holly wants to know what's the most annoying thing about living with John. But I think you just answered it. His morning routine. We can just move on.
Sure. If you want to leave it.
Unless there's more.
No, you're a really good roommate. You're very clean and tidy, and you like to cook and do laundry. It's kind of a dream scenario of the things I don't like doing.
Well, all right. I like where this is going. Thank you, Sammy.
Welcome.
Sorry if that wasn't salacious enough for you listeners. There's nothing horrible about me yet. But I think we're going to do this again tomorrow. Because there are more questions that we haven't gotten to the juicy ones yet.
Okay.
Are you ready to get juicy?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll do another one tomorrow morning. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON.
Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
We go to Carrie, who's in Imperial Beach. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Say, Carrie, big day today. Tammy's on vacation, so you are going to be taking on my girlfriend, Sam. Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. So the first thing I need you to do is kick a very nervous Sammy out of our studio, please.
Sammy, can you please leave?
Good luck.
Carrie, she is so nervous. It's hilarious. I never see her nervous. You are too? Oh, come on. This will be nothing. Yeah. This will be nothing. You're just talking to a dope on the radio. Remember that. All right. Carrie, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Sammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, in this case, all ties will go to Sammy. Okay?
Okay.
Carrie, Kacey Musgrave turned 37 this week. Is Kacey older or younger than Maren Morris?
Younger.
Happy birthday to R.J. Mitty. He played Walter White's son in Breaking Bad. He went by a couple of names on the show. What name did he not go by? W.J., Walter Jr., or Flynn?
Oh, I'm not sure. I didn't even watch the show. We'll go with Flynn.
William Shatner's new book will include testimonials from fans about what he and his work have meant to them. William Shatner was the OG Captain Kirk in Star Trek and is 94 years old. So let's play Who's Older? Who's older, William Shatner or gas-powered lawnmowers?
William Shatner.
According to a court filing, American Pie star Sean William Scott makes $110,000 a month and has more than $30 million in stocks and property. Who did Sean William Scott play in the American Pie series?
Oh, what's his name? Something with an S. I can't remember.
Yeah, I remember his mom. You know the character. Come on, you got it right at the tip of your tongue.
I can't remember.
Ah, okay. And finally, pictures have emerged of Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck from the set of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. In that legendary movie, Broderick played Ferris, while Alan Ruck played his best friend, and together they trash a Ferrari. What's Ferris Bueller's best friend's first name?
Oh, my. I haven't watched that movie in a long time. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Sammy back in. So, Carrie, what's happening with you today?
I'm just hanging out at home till my husband gets home.
Oh, okay.
He's been gone like a month.
Yeah. Oh, I think we know what's happening at your house today. Okay, today, Kara, Sammy's rolling her eyes at me. You've been so nervous all week about this.
I'm so nervous about this.
Okay, well, Carrie went easy on you. She's that kind of gal. She's looking forward to her husband coming home and got zero right today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, naughty.
Yeah, that's okay. Sorry, you got bigger plans. You got bigger fish to fry, Carrie. Don't worry about that. All right.
Let's start over.
Sammy. Kacey Musgraves turned 37 this week. Is Kacey older or younger than Maren Morris?
She's older.
She's older. You know how old Maren is? She's 35, yeah. As opposed to Kacey, who's 37. 1-0 you. Happy birthday to RJ Mitty. He played Walter White's son in Breaking Bad. He went by a couple of names on the show. What name did he not go by? WJ, Walter Jr., or Flynn?
WJ.
WJ's
right.
You
just made me watch this whole series, so I would have been in trouble.
I don't think made you is the right way to say it. You took interest in it as well. William Shatner's new book will include testimonials from fans about what he and his work have meant to them. William Shatner was the OG Captain Kirk in Star Trek and is 94 years old. So let's play Who's Older. Who's Older, William Shatner or gas-powered lawnmowers?
Gas-powered lawnmowers?
Are older. The first gas-powered mower was available in 1902, believe it or not.
Okay.
Carrie went with Shat. According to a court filing, American Pie star Sean William Scott makes $110,000 a month and has more than $30 million in stocks and properties. Who did Sean William Scott play in the American Pie series?
Stifler.
Now I hit the bell.
I'm sorry, Carrie. She tried and tried, could not come up with it. 4-0. And finally, pictures have emerged of Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck from the set of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. In that legendary movie, Broderick played Ferris, while Alan Ruck played his best friend. And together they trash a Ferrari. What's Ferris's best friend's first name?
I have no idea. Steve?
It was Cameron. And that means today we finish with a score of Sammy 4, Carrie nothing. Carrie, you got no money today coming to you, but we have a great prize, and that's going to be a chance to get to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. 2 tickets to the January 30th show, 2-night stay at the Flamingo, and $100 gas to get you there.
Oh, nice.
By the way, our best to your husband.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he's been gone a while, so it's time to go home.
Was it a deployment or a business trip or?
Oh, no, he works for Cal Fire, so we've been up at that fire at North for a while.
Yeah, so your man's a hero. Wow. Thank him for that and enjoy your time with him. In the meantime, unfortunately, you have to say this.
Hi, I'm Carrie from Imperial Beach, and I flunked out of Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Producer Jessica, how many times in the history of you producing our show have I threatened or promised to quit playing fantasy football?
At least once a year.
I'm going to quit fantasy football. I think I'm done.
It is December 22nd, 2015, and we'll see how long that lasts.
It's not worth it. Too much pain. Too much sadness. I lost by 0.1. I didn't lose by a point. I didn't lose by a half a point. I lost by 0.1. Of a point. I lost by a decimal point. I'm out. I'm done. It's not worth it. My kids need their daddy back. Today is December 17th, 2019, in the year of our Lord, and I am quitting fantasy football. I am done. I got the third place game this week. But after that.
And I've been, this will be almost 10 years now, so yeah.
Is that right?
At least.
So yeah. A minimum of 10 times, maybe even closer to 20. My girlfriend Sam is guest hosting this week. She's here for Tammy, clearly. It's John and Sammy. San Diego's other morning show. Sam, when you and I first started seeing each other and you realized that this might be getting serious, scale of 1 to 10 at first, how annoyed were you with the constant updates on my phone on fantasy football days, whether it's a Sunday, a Monday, a Thursday, Saturday during the holiday season?
I mean,
at first.
At first?
Yes.
Well, I can give the story of what really actually happened before the season started. I was
anyway,
in New York with my best friend, and I was flying straight from New York to come see John, and
oh no,
I had to change my flight because someone forgot he had a fantasy draft and he couldn't come pick me up. Ultimately changed the flight,
John!
And he still couldn't come pick me up.
All right, well, that was one time.
I mean, if you want to talk about the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo that we get.
Sam's talking about the ESPN notifications when something goes down with one of my fantasy squads on my phone.
It gets silenced. I mean,
well, then this isn't going to go over that well because this conversation's already gone way south.
Mm-hmm. You're in four leagues this year.
That's not accurate.
Five? Did you join a new one I don't know about?
What's the right answer to this?
Yep.
No, I didn't join a new one that you didn't know about. I have been asked to participate and pretty much been voluntold that I will be participating in, yes, not my second, not my third, not my fourth, but my fifth fantasy league. I know. And there's only one more thing I need to tell you before we move on in this very uncomfortable morning. The draft is this Saturday on your mother's birthday. Okay, so let's...
While we're away?
I mean, we can talk about that later.
I suppose that you should have someone draft for
we can figure it out.
You have one tomorrow also.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Yeah, that's not going to fly well.
I regret this conversation instantly. Let's go ahead and...
Oh, John.
Does it surprise you?
No, but right. Still.
We live in a world where I can make this work.
Yeah, someone else will be choosing for you.
Or I could excuse myself every no, not gonna.
Are you serious?
No, of course I'm not serious. Why would you think I'm serious? I can't believe you bought that joke.
Okay.
My God.
I mean,
I'm uncomfortable.
If you want to be on the beep list, as my mom would say, you will be.
I will be present. I promise you that.
Yeah, like when Padres are playing and his phone is sitting on the table at the restaurant because we can't have separation from that either.
Boy, you live with a monster, don't you?
Here we go.
Oh.
You asked for it to get juicy.
This should go very well. Should be an interesting rest of the week. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Today's a big day as we try to make up. Oh, I can make up some good ground on Tammy, who's on vacation. Going to go out to another local business. Maybe it's even yours. Pass out ice cream sundaes on a Monday. We want to thank Handel's Ice Cream for hooking us up with some of the best. And by the way, it's not just chocolate and vanilla. There's like s'mores. It's strawberry birthday cake flavor. I mean, so great. If you know Handel's, you know how great their ice cream is. And if you want free ice cream and we can get some high fives out of the way, please just go to KSON.com. Usually it's Tammy and me dropping by your place of business, getting you a high five and getting you your ice cream sundae on a Monday. But as Tammy's on vacation, I can really clean up when it comes to high fives. Going to do another one this afternoon and want to do another one next week at your place. So go to KSON.com. Get your ice cream sundaes on a Monday from Handel's Ice Cream, and I can get the high fives for John and Tammy's summer of 100,000 high fives. San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Santee. Good morning, Theodore.
Morning.
Theodore, I understand you've got a young little helper there with you. Who are you with?
I'm with Noelle. She's my daughter. She's 11 months.
Oh, good. Helping with her presence alone. Hey, do me a favor, Theodore. Meet my girlfriend, Sam.
Hi Theodore. Sam. Hi.
And now kick Sammy out of the room, if you wouldn't mind.
Sammy, can you please leave the room?
All right, Theodore, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Sam does. You'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, all ties will go to Sammy. Dolly Parton now has her own flavor of Coca-Cola. It's called 40th Pop Fizz, and it's to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Dolly's amusement park. What's Dolly's amusement park's name?
Is it Dolly World?
The Muppets are heading to Broadway to do a show with an illusionist named Rob Lake. What is the name of the main frog in the Muppets?
Kermit.
A Pee Wee Herman lookalike contest is going down at Coney Island. Fans are also welcome to dress like their favorite Pee Wee Playhouse or Pee Wee movie character. How many Pee Wee Herman movies were there?
Three.
Rosie O'Donnell says Jay Leno is a, quote, mean blank. And you can go ahead and fill in the blank. Rosie co-starred in the female baseball movie A League of Their Own, where she played Doris, who was best friends with all the way May Morabito, who was played by what pop legend?
Pass.
And finally, eight-time gold medalist Usain Bolt had a birthday recently. Nicknamed Lightning Bolt, he is regarded as the greatest sprinter of all time. What country is he from?
Jamaica.
Let's get Tam back in.
Tammy?
I'm sorry. Let's get Sammy back in. It's hard. It's hard for me too, man. Theodore, 11-month-old at home. I mean, you don't have a lot of spare time. But what do you do when you do?
Motocross. Take him to jiu-jitsu.
Whoa. Okay. Theodore's got a lot on the plate and did 3 out of 5 today.
Ooh, okay.
Sammy, Dolly Parton now has her own flavor of Coca-Cola. It's called 40th Pop Fizz, and it's to celebrate the 40th anniversary of her amusement park. What is her amusement park's name?
Dollywood.
Dollywood. Theodore went Dolly World. Couldn't do it, bro. Sorry. 1-0. Sammy. The Muppets are heading to Broadway to do a show with an illusionist named Rob Lake. What is the name of the main frog in the Muppets?
Kermit.
Kermit is right. Theodore knew that. 2-1. A Pee Wee Herman lookalike contest went down at Coney Island over the weekend. Fans were welcome to dress like their favorite Pee Wee Playhouse character or Pee Wee movie character. How many Pee Wee Herman movies were there?
5.
Ooh, there were 3. Pee Wee's Big Adventure, Big Top Pee Wee, and Pee Wee's Big Holiday. Theodore knew that. So there we go. We're now tied at 2. Rosie O'Donnell says Jay Leno is a mean blank. Rosie co-starred in the female baseball movie A League of Their Own, where she played Doris, who was best friends with all the way Mae Morabito, who was played by what pop legend?
Madonna.
Madonna is right. Theodore could not come up with it.
Movie.
You like that one, do you?
I love that movie.
Okay. 3-2, Sammy. 8-time gold medalist Usain Bolt had a birthday recently. Nicknamed Lightning Bolt, he's regarded as the greatest sprinter of all time. What country is he from?
U.S.?
No, he is from Jamaica.
Okay.
And Theodore knew that. So today we finish with a tie, which means, unfortunately, Theodore, all ties go to Sammy. You're not going to get any money today, but you will get a great prize today, and that is you are qualified for a trip to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. Two tickets to the January 30th show, two-night stay at the Flamingo, and $100 to get you there via gas. Good luck with that, Theodore.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Enjoy that daughter of yours. Thanks for playing Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. This has been a very unique experience, I think, for all of us, as Tammy is on vacation and my girlfriend Sammy, if you will, has been filling in. It's perfect because it rhymes. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show. This is the first time in detail that you've gotten to know Sam. I hope you will enjoy her as much as I enjoy her. Producer Jessica always likes being the fly in the ointment and is insisting on playing a game that might tear us apart. What do you got?
We're going to play the not newlywed and we aren't making assumptions about the status of the relationship game.
Because we're not exactly married,
no.
But we do live together and things are going swimmingly. Right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Jeez. That's when you jump in.
Sorry.
All right.
Sam, I'm going to send you out for a second. I'm going to ask John five questions about you. Hopefully he gets them all right, or at least a couple. Who knows? So, Sam, why don't you go ahead and take a step out for a moment?
And the door is closed. All right, don't screw me on this.
Whoops.
Oh, you're going to screw me on this,
probably,
aren't you?
But that's right. Okay. If it makes you feel better, Kurt got one right when I asked.
Okay, Kurt and Tammy.
Tammy's husband, yeah.
And they've been together for nearly 30 years, so I'm totally screwed. Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. What is Sam's favorite drink?
Sam's alcoholic drink?
Sure.
I'm going to say, oh boy, it's either a glass of red wine or an espresso martini, but I'm going to say an espresso martini.
Okay. Who is Sam's celebrity crush?
That's a really good one. Celebrity crush. I'll say John Hamm.
Is Sam team Jacob or team Edward?
That's a good question. I'm going to say she's team Edward. Edward, hold on. Who's the vampire?
Edward.
Okay, team okay. Edward. Team Edward.
What is the name of Sam's first pet?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Mr. Barky.
Mr. Barky. Okay. And finally, what is Sam's hidden talent?
Hidden talent?
Yeah.
She's a Lego master.
Oh, that's cool. All right, let's get her back in.
I'm fairly confident about these, actually. I feel pretty good. And I feel I'm going to go ahead and go on record by saying, even if I'm wrong, I think I might open up some idea doors for Sam and be like, oh, you know what? That's a good point.
Sam, here we go.
Hang on for 1 second. Hey, I love you over there.
Love you, too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, Sam, here we go. What is your favorite drink?
Like sauce?
Like alcoholic
okay.
drink.
Margarita or espresso martini?
I'm going to give that. Yeah. He said red wine or espresso martini.
Okay.
He went with espresso. So we'll go.
Yes.
That.
All right.
Who is your celebrity crush?
I go for the older guys like Richard Gere.
Clearly.
Richard Gere.
How about guys that maybe work for 1950s
leading the witness.
Oh, John Hamm. But I'm not, he's not a celebrity crush. I just like him a lot as an actor.
Yeah. See, so no.
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 I don't know. I always have Richard Gere and Kevin Costner and
John. No, you got that wrong. He said John Hamm.
Are you sure? He's very dashing.
He is, but.
Okay. Your mom, on the other hand.
Mom loves John Draper.
Sam, are you team Jacob or team Edward?
I am team neither because I never watched any of them.
Oh. That's also the correct answer. Not doing well. One.
I got one.
You got one so far. We got two more questions
okay.
left. Sam, what is the name of your first pet?
The first pet was Sparky.
Quite there. John didn't really know.
Yeah.
He went with Mr. Barky. It rhymed. You were in.
Close.
In...
Sparkly was the next dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go.
Close.
Still one.
And finally, Sam, what is your hidden talent?
Well, think. Think about something that happened over the Christmas holiday when we weren't living together yet.
Gift giving? I mean,
no.
He said Lego Master.
Oh, that actually is a good one. It's not. I don't know if it's a hidden talent. It's like a passion.
I had no
thing.
Idea about it.
And then all of a sudden,
she makes these. No, we don't have to worry about that.
I built a poinsettia, and I built this whole beautiful one for the coffee table, and then I got a call. You'll never guess what happened. Roger, the puppy, tripped me, and I broke the whole thing.
She worked hours working on this Lego poinsettia. It was beautiful. It looked real. It was crazy. And the one thing she said to me wasn't, I love you, wasn't have fun at work this week, was don't touch the poinsettia. Sure enough.
It's like 2 days after
I get up to get a glass of water. Roger runs out from under me, which he does all the time.
It was not Roger's fault.
Anyway, this game is horrible, and I want a do-over.
Do I get to play now?
Or? Yeah, you're going to play next. John, you got one. Let's see if Sam can get more than you got.
All right. This is going well. Tammy's on vacation this week. I've been having some fun this morning with my girlfriend, Sam. Sammy. Okay, the tables have turned for our, what's the name of the game again, producer Jessica?
This is the not newlywed and we aren't making assumptions about the status of the relationship game.
And I'm going to leave the room now and see how well Sam knows me.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, Sam, I'm going to have 5 questions for you about John. Let's see how many you can get right.
Okay.
Where is John's dream vacation spot?
I feel like it's Cabo or it's anywhere his family is.
Aw, that's cute. All right. What actor, dead or alive, would play him in a movie?
Maybe De Niro?
He'd love that. What is John's least favorite food?
Gosh, he has a few. He doesn't like zucchini. He doesn't like mushrooms.
What are the names of John's 2 best friends?
He has a lot of best friends, but Jim and Nate and Jeff are his core group of boys.
Okay.
From MSP.
All right. And finally, if John was a wild animal, what animal would he be?
Oh my God, a bull in a china shop?
It's kind of accurate. I kind of agree with that. Let's get John back in. All right, John. Let's see how Sam did. One of these, I know that she's going to have wrong because it's just a core of who you are as a human, but we'll get there. First off, John, where is your dream vacation spot?
Oh, it's easy. Italy.
Now I just should have checked. I knew that.
I thought Italy, too. She said either Cabo or anywhere your family is, which is very sweet, but not what you said. So
that is sweet. And Cabo does rock, and my family rocks, too, but come on.
Okay.
Come on. Really?
My brain went there the second you walked in the room.
Yeah. What actor, dead or alive, would play you in a movie?
Ooh. I think I'll go with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, wow. She went with...
her face lit up when I said Robert.
I was like, yes!
You know, he's like in his mid-80s now, right?
No.
Oh. And?
I'm not comfortable.
Do we get a half point for that?
The first name matched.
No.
All right. 0 for 2. Here we
this
go.
This next one, John, what is your least favorite food?
Cauliflower.
Yeah.
I went with the vegetable family.
John Lore here at John and Tammy San Diego's Morning Show. It has always been cauliflower. We have tortured him with cauliflower on
I
the
said
show
zucchini,
before.
Mushrooms, vegetables, and
you were close.
Yeah. I love vegetables, some of them, but cauliflower. Come on, it's my kryptonite.
I know,
for God's sake!
Hate zucchini, and you also hate mushrooms, and you pick them off.
I will eat mushrooms. I don't hate. Okay, anyway, we'll talk about this at home. We'll talk about this when we get home.
Yeah, I got this. I know I got the next one right.
What are the names of your 2 best friends?
Sam is one of them. Oh, no, I can't see you.
No, don't say her.
Dr. Jim's on there.
Mm-hmm.
So many good friends. Nate?
She said Jim, Nate, and Jeff, too.
Yeah, Jeff, Lars, John, Ryan. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have a lot of really cool dudes in my life.
And finally, if you were a wild animal, what animal would you be?
That's a great question. I think I'd be a gorilla.
Oh, that's a good one, too. She said bull in a china shop, which I kind of agree with.
Is a bull a wild animal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can be.
Well, so I'm klutzy.
So we both got one.
I'm bulky
one.
And
Great.
Klutzy.
Yeah. You both got one. So really, you're evenly matched.
Love is in the air, clearly.
Yeah. These were hard, Jess.
They were hard.
Like, what's my favorite color? Let's go with those.
What is my favorite color?
Green.
Good Lord. My favorite color is black.
What's mine?
Yours is not black.
Mine is black.
Yours is black, I meant. You see, we are a match made in heaven. John and Sammy, for the time being. San Diego's other morning show on KSON.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
So as Tammy's on vacation this week, Sam, my girlfriend, John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show. Sam's been bugging me to co-host since we've been together. It's finally come true.
Yay!
Your mother is one of my favorite people ever, and your mother refuses to go on the air. If I called her right now on the studio line, she would not go on the air.
I think if you called her on the studio line, she would be suspicious, so she would avoid answering.
Okay, so I want to get the real Mona. And one of the most endearing things about your mother, Mona, is that she swears like a drunken sailor.
I'm worse, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's where you got
Apple
it from.
Doesn't fall.
So I think it'd be hilarious if we got your mom to cuss. Will Sam's mom, Mona, cuss?
Okay, what are we going to be asking?
Okay, so we can't call her on the studio line, so you'd have to call her on your phone and then just put it on speaker, put it up to the microphone. We'll let her know all the legalities afterwards.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of what the story is to get her to immediately go down the rabbit hole.
What sets her off? What sets her off? How about, I got an idea.
What?
She does not like when I have short hair. Should I say
that you buzzed your head?
Tell her I shaved my head, and it's because we're going out to spend Mona's birthday with her next weekend. She hasn't seen me for a while. Let's tell her I shaved my head, and she asks how she has to see me
next
week. She's
going to be like, ugh.
Yeah, but will she cuss? All right, go ahead. Call her up.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold on.
It is our goal. Mona is probably like, 5 feet tall? In heels?
Yeah, I mean...
Put it right up.
No, I'm just trying to...
And I'm not here.
I just talked to her for 30 minutes.
Well then,
so hold on.
Oh, Mom, I totally forgot to tell you.
I have an idea.
Hey,
I forgot to tell you. Well, actually, I just saw it. I just walked in. John went and got a haircut and shaved his whole freaking head, Mom.
Why?
I don't know. It's so short.
Like shaved? Like bald?
Not bald, but like buzzed down. I just walked in.
What about the thing on his face?
I mean, that's still there. It's
probably really weird.
It's not good. I don't know what to do.
What do you mean you don't know what to do?
Well, he is like, don't you like it? I just walked out of the room. I'll send you a picture.
Oh my God. I thought you, so when you said he shaved, I figured he shaved that shit off his face.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What is he saying yes for? He heard me?
Hi, Mona. It's John.
Hi, John. Did you hear me?
I did. And my goal was to get you to swear, and you swore.
Oh, wait. Was this like a joke?
Yes. Sorry.
You suck. You guys suck so bad.
Well, Mona, by the way, I hope it's okay that you're on the air right now.
He was like, there's nothing that I can say. I just talked to her for 30 minutes, and yes! She's going to believe that it's going to get her to curse. But you did. So thank you. He didn't shave his head. His hair is still good. And the thing on his face still is.
But back to that, though.
You're lucky I didn't say anything really bad, Sammy.
I know.
Really.
Well, wait a second. You clearly hate my beard.
I don't like it. It's too much hair. It needs to be like flat to your skin. It's very handsome, but it's way too
late.
Fuzzy.
Too late. Too late. All right. Well, this actually turned out to be wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, Sammy. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Yes. That worked out perfectly. I told you we can do it.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, your mother and I have to have a serious talk about that blank on my face that clearly I had no idea she despised until just now. Did you know this?
No. I mean, she always tells you.
Are you lying to me?
No. She always tells you to make sure it's cleaned up.
Yeah, but she's never called it the S word on my face before. My God. All right. Well, this is it. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.